up above. Forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you made sure all my roads led to her. So tonight I will fall.
Country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM Baldwin 95.7 FM.
WSCM 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
Summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paws run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna look you up sound. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, honey, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I miss you, dear. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is all about revenge in country music. There are so many songs in country music, Drew, about revenge. I am really excited about the rundown we have today.
Oh, I'm very pumped about it. One thing that I can't say I was surprised about, but I was reminded of when I was doing research for this episode, was just how many women in country music love singing about getting revenge.
Yeah, that's really a theme that we see throughout the history of country music. There's songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, it seems like every decade just has a bunch of revenge songs. And, you know, there's also murder ballads. I mean, there's a whole swing in country music between sort of, you know, revenge for a lost love all the way to, you know, a good old-fashioned murder ballad.
Yeah, revenge can go, it can cover the gamut of human emotions. It's interesting, too, because I think it comes from a place of really negative human emotion and really positive human emotion. I think it comes from like wanting things to be fair, which I think is a good thing. I think like having a sense of justice is a good thing. And I think that's where the desire for revenge comes from. It's just that people let anger and hatred and their ego get involved. And that's like prime for country music. It's another reason country music is the greatest genre on earth, is that it can take two emotions like that, blend it into one theme. And whew, we got everything from, you know, keying trucks to like literally burying bodies in the river.
Yeah, there is something about that settling of the score, seeking justice, taking matters into your own hands. I think that's very country. The first song that we have today is by Garth Brooks. I love starting a show with a Garth Brooks song. The Thunder Rolls is one that I've seen in a few different places talking about a revenge. I love this song, and I'm really glad that we're starting the show off today with it.
Yeah, it's one of the best Garth Brooks songs, who's one of the best to ever do it. It's interesting. It is, certainly has a revenge element to it. I just always kind of considered it a cheating song, but it tells more of a story than that. It's not just about cheating. It is also, in fact, about revenge.
On the live version, there is a hidden verse that is like, she runs back down the hallway and through the bedroom door. She reaches for the pistol kept in the dresser drawer. She tells the lady in the mirror, he won't do this again. Tonight will be the last night that she'll wonder where he's been. So it is, there is like this hidden verse that that I think pulls that like murder ballad history that I think maybe a lot of people don't know.
Garth Brooks and the hidden verses. This song, Friends in Low Places, man, what a guy who's great at creating lore. I do think I'd heard that and forgotten about it. What a great song.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moon of summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. Thunder roll. Every light is burning in the house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not arrived. Praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. Thunder roll. Thunder rolls, and the
waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and the rain, a strange new perfume flows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold, dark, on sleepless nights. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Next up, we have Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman by Tracy Byrd. This is a song, actually, Drew, that I had not heard before. I didn't remember, at least, that I had heard it. But when I was doing research for the show today, it came up, and I really like it.
Yeah, I love Tracy Byrd. I like the song. Same for me. You put it on the list, and I said, what? Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman? Man, that sounds dark. Because, you know, when young women get revenge, they take it a little easier on you, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what's so funny. I mean, it's just one of these country songs about divorce and, you know, the breaking up of a relationship. And I think that's something that we see a lot in country music. Oftentimes, you know, it's so interesting to see like the guy side of the story, right? Like, you know, I went fishing and my wife left me or whatever the songs tend to be. But the woman's side is a little bit of a different story.
I do feel like there's a trope in country music that when the guy gets left, he's very sad, but he's sort of hangdog about it. Like, I guess I deserved it. And when the woman gets left, it's very much like, not only did I not deserve it, I deserve better than I got even before he left me. And I'm about to take the house or burn it. One or the other, you pick.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman by Tracy Byrd.
Cheap car in the Sunday classifieds. When an ad jumped out and hit me right between my bugged out eyes. It was a 2-year-old Mercedes for $700. I couldn't make my trembling fingers dial that number fast enough. The woman who picked up the phone said, yes, it's still for sale. But I've had about 1,000 calls, so you better move your tail. When I drove up that long driveway with the cash there in my hands, she met me at the garage
short skirt and a tan. When we took it for a test drive, I couldn't believe my luck. She said, I'll throw in them Arnold Palmer golf clubs there in the trunk. None of this was making sense, but then it dawned on me when she referred to her old man as that cheating SOB. It was a classic case of a woman scorn. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a 40-something-year-old judge and jury. Hell hath no fury like revenge of a middle-aged woman. So she took me out to breakfast, put it on his credit card, and by the time they poured the coffee, she was pouring out her heart. Stories of his sneaking round in sordid escapades, secretaries, waitresses, and bimbos half his age. She said, you know, there's one thing I ought to thank him for. Well, he ticked me off so much, I put new locks on the doors. It's a classic case of a woman scorn. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a 40-something-year-old judge and jury. Hell hath no fury like revenge of a middle-aged woman. Well, I believe good wine and women get better with time. And if you ask me, that man's a fool, or else he must be blind. I'll never know his motives, can't get inside his head. But I'm driving that Mercedes, and I'm sleeping in his bed. It's a classic case of a woman scorn. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. Guilty about something. I just can't think of what it might be.
This next song, Matt, is the first song that popped into my mind when the theme came up for today. Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood is, to me, the quintessential 90s, early 2000s revenge woman power song. I will never forget all the girls in my high school walking down the hallway, bobbing their head to this. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights. It was terrifying because your truck's all you had then. You didn't have nothing else. Carrie Underwood was the queen back then, still is. And this was a song that was, I mean, it's trashy, but it's really empowering.
Yeah, it's like this great anthem song. I have similar memories from the same period of time. I mean, it's like a catchy tune. I love songs that really have that catchy, updated sound, but also that whole, you know, revenge over a cheater is such a theme that we see throughout all of country music. And I just really love seeing it here. And I just think it has that, what is it, late 90s, early 2000s. I forget exactly when it came out. But it just has that like early 2000s country sound as well.
I always thought it would have been great to hear maybe Toby Keith or someone like that with a good sense of humor do a response to this and be like, yeah, that truck was old anyway. It was worth it.
If there was a singer to do it, it probably would have been Toby Keith.
For sure.
All right. Well, here's Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Right now, he's probably probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Coming up, we have songs by Dolly Parton, Martina McBride, and Jody Messina. Stick around.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
It ain't my style, but I don't It ain't my style, but I don't.
West Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out, sober by 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time. And I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. The way that my life goes, Lord, I know. When you're passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM. We'll be right back.
saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived. Out of the blue clear, here she comes, a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived. Out of the blue clear sky. Out of the blue clear sky.
Yeah, you know just how to start it. You shine, and I just can't wait to get you out tonight. Yeah, you know how bad I want it. Ride the Chevy like a Cadillac, blow that one stop line, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot whip kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot red dress. Just outside of town, I bring a bottle if you wanna. That moon ain't gonna tell on me and you. Just say the word and we're gonna ride the Chevy like a Cadillac. Roll that one stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot wet kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot red dress.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge in country music. We are listening to songs in country music all about revenge. Drew, like we say every week, it's not an episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show without Dolly Parton. The next song we're playing is by Dolly. this is one of those songs that like I hadn't heard in a while. Went back and listened to it and realized, oh man, this is really dark.
Yeah, Dolly's great at that though. And her angelic bird-like voice is great at hiding some of those darker themes. And just so everyone knows, as a citizen of the Kingdom of Appalachia, I am required by law to play one song by our queen, which is why she always makes it into the show, because I don't want to get exiled from my homeland of East Tennessee. But Evening Shade, I mean, it's great. And throwing shade, you know, that's a term the kids use now, throwing shade on somebody. it's wild how much of that you kind of go back and look at some of the way the old folk talk and you're like, oh, that's not new slang. It's repurposed slang.
Yeah. And you know, on this section of the show, we're going to talk about a few songs that involve burning down the house. And this is one of them. And I didn't really know for this one, just like the next song that we're going to play next, I didn't really listen to the lyrics. And you kind of listen in, you're like, man, there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's one of those songs that almost an entire movie or epic story in just a 3 to 5 minute song. Well, here's Evening Shade by Dolly Parton.
My chain of thought was broken by a sudden burst of laughter. Something badly needed to lighten up the chores. Seemed old Mrs. Bailey had accidentally fell in the water being used to scrub the floors. Now Mrs. Bailey was the meanest matron at the home. She believed in lots of work with little play. And we laughed till we bent double, though we knew we'd get in trouble. The trouble's all we had at Evening Shade. Now Evening Shade was where they claimed to teach you understanding, teach you love and keep you off the streets. And all the kids that live there are said to be a problem, a juvenile delinquent, so to speak. But understanding isn't learned from punishment and anger. An iron hand has no gentle touch, and love ain't learned from hate. The reason we were there is 'cause we had no one to care. They cared even less at Evening Shade. Little Susan Bradley one night had wet her bed. Mrs. Bailey took the razor strap, beat her half to death. And I knew that something must be done to put an end to this. And so I started talking plans with the older kids. Plans were that Joe Johnson would steal the kerosene, and I would get some matches when nobody seen. Becky Adams would make sure the kids were all outside. Billy Watson would look out for. As the plans got underway. Now that it's all over and the sun is going down, but there's no Evening Shade because we burned it to the ground. Evening Shade was burning just like the hell it was.
Well, from songs that are a little dark to a song that's a little darker. Martina McBride's masterpiece, in my opinion, Independence Day, is one of those songs, Matt, where the tune and the way the melody flows kind of tricks you if you're not listening really closely into thinking that this is a more positive song. I can remember belting this at the top of my lungs when I was 9 years old because the chorus is actually very hopeful if you leave it by itself. But when you place it inside these verses, here is another example of a woman burning down a house. This time, it's revenge, but we've also got a lot of trigger warning domestic violence situations going on. And in my opinion, there's a little bit left up for interpretation, but I think the woman set the house on fire with herself inside it, as well as her man. And that is dark. I can't believe they was playing that on CMT in the 90s when I was 9 years old running around in my underwear screaming it.
Yeah. And I think about all of the 4th of July celebrations where they're playing all the patriotic music and they play this song. It's just like,
yeah, just some papaw out there playing Toby Keith, playing Lee Greenwood, throws on Martina McBride. And then he don't even know his own woman just sitting there fuming, looking at him. Why are you playing that in front of our son?
Yeah, it's like Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. I mean, when you actually listen to that, it was like an anti-Vietnam War song. They play that at patriotic celebrations. I mean, I guess maybe that's a different take on it. But I think sometimes the people just listen to the chorus and the jingle and they miss the whole point of the song.
That's the trick, man. I love it.
All right. Well, here is Independence Day by Martina McBride.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair.
Our next song is Lesson in Leaving by Joe D. Messina. I don't think Joe D. was the first person to record this song, but she made it a hit when I was little. And this is a song, Matt, where the revenge is more, it's like a karma thing, which, you know, I can't believe country music's got some thoughts on karma, but it does. This is really about how the universe will get its revenge on you because of the way you are. You've been nasty to me, and I'm not going to get my personal revenge. You're going to get what's coming to you. And that's kind of a positive outlook. It's a little bit more zen than, you know, cutting the leather in his truck.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When I was looking up songs for today's show, I actually started with the theme karma. And I thought, oh, there's going to be a lot of really great country songs out there about karma. This was one of them. And then I started looking at those songs and I was like, it's a lot more fun if we call it revenge. So I called it revenge, but I do think, yeah, this is another one. You kind of have that karma, you know, the universe coming at you. And I think that we've seen that in a couple different shows, right? But just depending on the different themes that we're talking about, I think, you know, kind of singing about the world coming at you, this, you know, kind of this, it is what it is, but, you know, maybe I'm just not going to let it be. I really like that part of country music.
Well, it goes back to that sense of justice thing that I think is a positive. And then if you start taking personal revenge, a lot of people say you get in trouble. That's where you maybe act a little trashy or get arrested for a misdemeanor. And this song, I like including it because it's saying, you know, I'll get my revenge by just watching you mess up your own life.
Absolutely. Well, here is Lesson in Leaving by Jody Messina. Up next, we're going to hear from Casey Musgraves, Jason Isbell, and the Drive-By Truckers. Stick around.
This is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM. Thank you.
up again this morning. And when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee. And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on. So this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. In this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know.
St. Croix Country 95.7.